My dear faithful, the word Advent comes from the Latin adventus, and it means a coming or an approach or an arrival. And Advent is the time in which the church commemorates the Jewish people waiting for the arrival of the long-expected Messiah. Many of the early church fathers reckon about 4,000 years from the time of Adam's fall in the garden to the time of the birth of Christ. Our blessed Lord said, "I am the light of the world." And so Advent is likened to the chosen people waiting in the darkness before the coming of Christ. And we're going to see over the next 4 weeks in our liturgy, the church's liturgy, it's going to be almost like Lent. It's going to have a lot of similarities with Lent. The vestments are going to be violet as a sign of sadness, of sorrow. We're not going to hear the organ except on Gaudete Sunday. There's going to be no flowers on the altar. There's no Gloria at the Mass, even though there is a Credo. It's interesting to note that the Gloria basically is being saved. We're not going to recite it because we're waiting for the angels to sing that on Christmas night. From Abbot Geringer's liturgical year, I'd like to read this little quote, "The mourning of the church," by mourning he means the sorrowing of the church, "shows how fully she unites herself with those true Israelites of old, who, clothed in sackcloth and ashes, waited for the Messiah, the bewailed and bewailed Sion, that she had not her beauty." And so those from the time of the promise of God to Adam to send the Redeemer to the time of Christ being born, we have the chosen people basically living in a very ugly world, waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the redemption of Israel. So there is a certain sadness to the liturgy. Things are toned down, they're more somber. And yet there is a hope. It's not the sadness of despair, it's not the sadness of Lent leading up to Good Friday. It's the sadness of separation, of anticipation from the one we know, the one we love, the one who will, who can and will fulfill all the desires of our hearts. So the next 4 weeks of Advent, this should be our thought. This anticipation of Christ's coming should predominate our thought. And it should move us in our actions to prepare well for the Feast of Christmas. We know from the Gospels, the night in which our blessed Lord was born, the vast majority of the inhabitants of Judea were completely indifferent. They did not have time for Christ. They were too busy with their worldly pursuits, with their money, with whatever it was that was so important to them. And so the church is imploring us during this season to put those thoughts, those worldly cares out of our mind, to recollect ourselves for that stupendous mystery, that beautiful Feast of Christmas we're going to celebrate very soon. Just like anything in life, the better prepared we are for something, the greater our chances of success. When I was in middle school, the sisters that taught us planned this big field trip to Washington, D.C., and on the way, we were going to stop at all these different historical landmarks that had to the big battles of the Civil War. And in order to prepare us better for this field trip to appreciate it, we spent the whole preceding school year learning about the Civil War, about the battles, about the generals who were involved, and everything involved with the history of these places, so that when we did finally visit them, we could appreciate them. It felt much more real to us. And it's going to be the same thing for each and every one of us on Christmas Day. If we spend our Advent well, we will receive great graces on Christmas Day. And Christ will gladly come and dwell in our hearts because we've so well prepared for his coming. But if not, if we let this Advent slip away, what is Christmas morning going to mean for us and for Christ? What gift are we going to have to offer him when he comes? it's going to be nothing. And how sad that would be, what a great shame that would be, were that the case. So my dear faithful, let us live this Advent in such a way that when Christ comes on Christmas Day, when Christmas Day dawns, he'll find us ready and waiting to receive him, anticipating his arrival. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.